Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Susan Baxter and we're going to talk about some exciting things coming up. The first one we're probably going to talk about is the Honor Flight, and then we're going to talk about Relay for Life, and then I think we're going to talk about another fun run. Susan Baxter, you are just into a lot of things here and fun things.
Well, as long as it's motorcycle related, I really enjoy that part of it. But it's nice to see you again, LaVon.
Thank you. And of course, the kind of the heading you do this under, kind of get people together and say we can do things together, are the windbags. Now, Susan, sometimes that would be derogatory, but it's not in this case.
It's just never been. We kind of laugh at ourselves. There was four or five of the really strong-willed women that we decided to come up with this name. It suits us. It's like when we flap in the wind, and that also we want to just throw stuff in a side, you know, a saddlebag and go. And it's that we can talk a lot and make things up. So it's a lot of reasons why.
And you know, that's good. That's why people want to be a part of it and join in on some of these things that are happening. Well, the thing that's happening just around the corner is the Honor Flight. So let's start with that.
Yeah, so I was contacted by yourself and Sue Riggs about bringing some of the Windbags group to the community building for this ride through town. And my information is that if you want to be a part of it, for the flag-bearing part of it, you need to do this safety at 4:45 at the community building, which is at our fairgrounds on the west end of Atlantic. I believe it's also one of those things that if you have a chance to do something like this, you kind of hate yourself later or regret that you weren't a part of that. And it can be the safety part for the flags, but you can also show up to ride with the group out of town. And either it's just outside of town or they're also going to the interstate, so you could veer off of that at that time, or you can go clear into Des Moines. Now, some of us riders don't necessarily like to do that at night, but in the dark, but nevertheless, it's an option.
Right. Yeah, and you could at least ride until you get to the turnoff on the interstate, because it'll still be light then. You can still get home in the light. But yeah, choices. And I'm glad you said, you know, you can choose to do one or several of these things. And again, I just mentioned, if you want to be a part of the flag line, and then you need to be there at 4:45. If you just want to come and ride, then 6:45 would be a good time to be at the community center on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. And if you don't ride a motorcycle and you're not going to do that, hey, come and be along the line and wave your flag. You can be a part of this in so many ways. It's going to be exciting, Susan. I don't know, have you ever seen any of the news reports, et cetera, on any of those? I mean, people just get into this and have a great time.
No, I have not seen it, but just the suggestion of it and all the backdrop work that goes into this. It's just the preparation and the people that have to come together and the resources. Just to be a small part of it was an honor in itself.
And of course, an Honor Flight is taking vets to Washington, D.C., just in case there's somebody that hasn't heard of that before. Well, let's move on to the weekend of next week, because that's Relay for Life. And what are you doing there?
We have joined up with the UCC team at United Church of Christ, and we are doing a fun run. We'll go to parks, have a snack, meet up in Lewis, and head back up to the school like we've done before to present our cash to them for the Cancer Society.
How do you collect the cash? How do you people get that? You know, that's one of the main purposes here, because Relay for Life, of course, is a fun thing to do, but it also is a fundraiser. So how do you get that cash through your fun run?
Well, this year when I talked it over with the people from the church, and we were trying to come up with an idea, and I asked about the rest of the church cookbooks that we hadn't sold. April Thielen had started that project and had done a great job, but there were still things left. And I said, well, why don't we just try to sell some of them? And so out of 94, we got rid of 92. So we actually got rid of the rest of them too, of course. Right. But so right away we started out with $1,000, and then there was people that gave more or bottom and didn't want the book, just to donate money for this cause, mm-hmm. of course. Mm-hmm. And so before we even leave the park, we have $1,100. And it's just such a miracle and a blessing to be a part of this in that way. The other form is when they pay their registration fee to ride, all that money goes to Relay for Life. And we have t-shirts, of course. We don't have Relay for Life t-shirts for sale. We do have some, but we're going to give them away as prizes. And then we have some windbag t-shirts if you're interested in that. And all that money, even if it's a dollar, goes to Relay for Life. We've got to get this cure.
You bet. Now, it's a 100-mile ride. Where does it start and kind of where does it finish?
We're going to meet at the Atlantic City Park about noon. We'll take off about 1. We'll go to the Anita Lake in one of the shelters, and we will have a snack. And then we will go ahead and go to Pilot Grove, which is down 71 to Grant, and then west about 4 miles, I believe. And it sits off of the road. And if you haven't had a chance to do that, you should go anyway, if you're not even coming with, because it's a cute little, it's got water and all kinds of fishing and that sort of thing. And then after that, we'll have another snack, and we're going to head on over and go through Elliott and up the county road into 6 and over and down into Lewis to the city park. And we will have, we're having a raffling for a $100 gift certificate from the Atlantic Valley, Nishna Valley Cycles, and a iPod, which has been donated from some sponsors. So we have cash and prizes, and we're going to regroup at 4:30 at the Lewis Park, and then we will ride in to the Atlantic High School and give them our money.
Okay. And, of course, all this is happening Friday, June 20th. So a bit off, but you need to be planning for this. And I don't know, has it ever happened like when you pull into Lake Anita or the Lewis Park? Are there ever people there that say, here, I'd like to give you a donation?
Absolutely. Last year we had several people along the road that after they realized or saw what we were doing, they asked if they could give, and it was even some of the smallest. We've gotten all the way up to $50 gift from somebody, and it was just, it's an amazing when people know what you're writing for and they want to be a part of that. And they don't have to give that much, of course, but it's just, it's the thought that they want to give is awesome.
Right, you bet. As you said, the dollar is just fine if that's what people would like to give. And $25 per bike if you're going to be a part of the Windbags and UCC-sponsored ride. And again, start. What time do they need to be at the park?
They need to be there about 12 o'clock. We're going to leave approximately at 1. Okay. But I also want to say this is per bike and or vehicle. I've got a couple people that do not have motorcycles, which is all right, but they want to bring their, one is a young lady that wants to ride her sports car, so she is bringing someone, and that is just fine, or your truck, or your whatever. I mean, it doesn't have to be a motorcycle.
Okay, so. good point, Sue. We're visiting with Sue Baxter about the windbags, and usually that's just about motorcycles, but now you're saying on this ride, hey, just have a good time, because I know you stop and visit when you get to these places, and it'll be a really good time. So that is the 20th of June that is all happening. But we need to move on because you have another event planned.
Yes, we have our 6th annual Women's Motorcycle Fun Run, and it's Saturday, July the 19th at 12 noon, and we also meet at the Atlantic City Park for that one.
Okay, that's kind of good, kind of central place to start from, and you do it once, you do it twice, people get in their heads, that's the place to meet. And so Saturday, July 19th, I'm sure you'll be getting the word out more about that. You've got, but we're out of time. Isn't that great? You know, Susan, how could we do that?
Well, because we're windbags.
Exactly, exactly. Thank you so much, Susan Baxter, for visiting with us and reminding us about these things going on. And until next time, remember that when you volunteer, that's your payment for life.